You're listening to SBS News.
Australians Claire and Andrew Burles and their one-year-old son Chester have been trying to fly home from the Canadian city of Vancouver for months. The family has been living in a hotel seeking to return to Australia after Mr. Burles lost his film industry job in June and the visa eligibility attached to it. Claire Burles says it's been a stressful time, particularly as the family faces the prospect of homelessness.
It's upsetting and it's frustrating and it's infuriating because we don't want a handout. We don't want a loan. We don't want any of that. We just want to be able to get on a plane and come back to a country where we not only have family, but where we have the right to live, the right to work, the right to seek employment and the ability to contribute to the economy.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has defended the decision to grant travel exemptions for Tom Hanks and Tony Abbott. The Oscar-winning actor is back in Queensland to resume filming his new Elvis Presley biopic after he tested positive for COVID-19 on the Gold Coast in March. Mr. Abbott received permission to travel to the UK last month, where he has since been granted a position as a trade envoy for Boris Johnson's government. Mrs. Burles says it's frustrating to see a double standard being applied.
It's a bit of a joke, really, isn't it? How can something like that happen where it's okay if you're a celebrity or a football player or a politician to be allowed to either enter or exit without hindrance, but an Australian citizen and our family of Australian citizens are not allowed free passage into the country we have the right to live, our birthright to live in? It's a bit of a slap in the face, really.
While the government estimates 25,000 Australians are trying to get home, expats say it's closer to 100,000. A cap on international arrivals of 4,000 a week means many Australians have been unable to travel home. Mr. Dutton has told the ABC it's the state governments that are preventing expats from coming home.
A number of people that we can bring in through the international ports at the moment is a function of, say, for example, the Queensland government or Queensland Health's direction, that people that hop off a plane from Los Angeles have to go into a hotel for 2 weeks. At the same time, they've got a cap on the number of places that they're making available at those hotels for quarantine. So we're working to those restrictions. I would be happy to double the number of people tomorrow if Queensland Health was to relax the quarantine period of 14 days.
Labor spokesperson for Home Affairs Christina Keneally says she's been receiving emails and calls from Australians overseas who say they're being price gouged on their airline tickets. She says in addition to relaxing the cap on international arrivals, the federal government should also charter flights to bring home Australians stranded in countries such as the United Kingdom, India and Lebanon.
Well, we have the capacity both at airports and hotels, and surely this Commonwealth government, if it stumped up some resources, ADF support perhaps, could assist. They are responsible for borders. They are responsible for quarantine, and they should put a plan in place to ensure that Australians are not stranded overseas, homeless and without a visa, a valid visa in some of these countries, or subject to a raging coronavirus infection rates. They should get these people home, and they should be doing it now.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.